The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Assessing new identity via the anointing. Assessing new identity via the anointing. All our services are taken in series in this church. This is to foster and engender learning to allow us to treat topics very well before we move to other topics. And I pray that somebody's life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. The anointing oil or the anointing as a whole is something very vital for a Christian in changing his identity, his or identity. In the old times in the Bible, you will notice that nobody reigns or is placed in a position of authority except is anointed. Nobody. Nobody is ever enthroned or promoted or lifted up except the person is anointed. And so this makes us to know that the anointing oil is not just a chemical. Many just see the anointing oil in a bottle. Anointing oil that is prayed into by the servant of God, genuinely called of God, are not ordinary oil. They are not ordinary things put together. Something has mixed with it. And it has the capacity to do many things. I'll just give you a few of the benefits of the anointing this morning. Benefits of the anointing. Anointing oil is not just a chemical to touch the face and to make it shine. It's an instrument for new identity. Benefits of the anointing, number one, is access to power for reigning. The power of God is in the oil, and this has a level to change anybody's level at any time. This has the power to change anybody's level at any time. Looking at a man like David, who was a bloody shepherd boy, until suddenly God spoke to a prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 1. How long will you continue to mourn over Saul, seeing that I have rejected him? For how long? I have ordained and appointed for myself another person, another king, who is from the sons of Jesse. Get yourself set. Get your own of oil. Go to the house of Jesse. Because I'm about to change who is reigning there and bring forth somebody else. For that place, from verse 1 all through to verse 13, you will see how the man of God went into the house of Jesse and they summoned all the children and left out this boy. And then they coming one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one. And God said, no, all these people you are talking about, I'm not ready to change their level yet. It's not about size. It's not about the chest. It's not about the quality of designer. There's a boy left. Where is he? They say he's in the bush. We will not sit down. None of us here will sit down until this boy, until they go and fetch him. I hear all thy children. And he said, they are remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. He was not recognized. But the anointing must be poured on his head. And he said, none of us will get seated here until this person that is a known entity to you is brought forth for a new identity. And the Bible says, as he came in, immediately oil was poured on his head. Immediately. Immediately David stepped in. The one that was rejected. That's why the Bible says the stone that was rejected has suddenly become the cornerstone. Friends, that is discussing about your life. You that you have been rejected, very soon you will become the cornerstone. Via the anointing of this morning, friends, you will reign with ease in your family. I say you will reign with ease in your office. Bet it with me. By the time your family members will set their eyes on you, God would have practically changed your level in the name of Jesus. And David's life changed. And from there and there on, his life never stopped changing. The anointing gives you access to power to reign. So this anointing that we taught you today, you suddenly emerge a scholar in your department. As I went out yesterday, I bought a newspaper, Punch. And in one of the pages, I saw there a boy who had straight A's throughout his exams in the university. I think in a particular level or so. Straight, as in finished with 5.0 on the dot. And the guy was saying that before now, he had failed 2 times before. He repeated class 2 times. He was a boy that was repeating before, but suddenly something happened to him. So I don't care where you are now. You are using your natural mind to calculate. As I'm talking now, you are looking at your level. Pastor. How is it possible that I will move like that? It is possible, and it will happen in your own eyes. Sarah did not believe that she was going to have a son. Is it possible that I will have a child? Anyway, we'll talk about that during the anniversary. Don't let us go into that. Friends, God must change your level today. I say God must change your level today. God must change your level today. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Amen. Benefit of the anointing number 2 is an instrument of healing. From long, long time in the Bible, God has already made the anointing oil an instrument to heal. Anytime the devil sees genuine oil, he takes off. Anytime he sees oil, real, not just oil, just bought somewhere and shaking together and just pour. No. Oil that powers entered it. In James 5 verse 14, James chapter 5 verse 14, the Bible says, is anyone sick amongst you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him. With what? I said with what? You are not saying it very well. Oil in the name of the Lord. Now, next verse, God bless you. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now, he is sick. He said, when you are sick, don't bother yourself. Call on the elders of your church. Or go to them, as it were. Let them pour oil on your head. And the prayer of faith, and they pray over you. And then you'll be saved. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed. So the oil also has power to ensure that your sins are forgiven. They pray over you. They decree that the mercy of God come upon you. And bam. Somebody say bam. The sickness must fly. The sickness must. From eternity, from long time ago, the oil has been used as a medium of healing. I don't care what you brought here this morning. It doesn't worry me one bit. What I know is that you are stepping out of here as a brand new person. I say you are stepping here as a brand new person. If you came here with kidney disease, you are going back with a brand new kidney. If you came here with a liver issue, you are going back with a brand new liver. If you came here with an eye condition, you are going back with brand new eyes. I can hear your amen. In Mark chapter 6 verse 13, Mark 6 verse 13, the Bible says, and they cast out many devils. So the anointing oil is a medium for casting out devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. They spoke, you foul spirit of ulcer, get out. And then oil, bam, then the ulcer disappeared. Any challenge that is health wise will not escape this bottle of anointing oil this morning. Amen. I say, any health, friends, tomorrow morning after this anointing, go walk into the hospital and say, check me. I'm things have changed. Check me. I know it has changed. Check me. Check it. God has done something for me. And we will confirm your testimony this week. I said we will confirm your testimony this week. We will confirm your testimony this week. There's no sickness that God cannot terminate via the power and the oil. Number three benefit of the anointing oil or the anointing is the grace. It gives you grace for a new beginning. I need to be very fast now. It gives you grace for a new beginning. Now listen to this. It doesn't matter how long you have been on the old path. It doesn't matter how long you have been plying the same road. When you are anointed, you can start all over again. The anointing can launch you into a new beginning. The Bible says, remember you know the former things. Now that you consider the things of old, say, behold, I will do a new thing. I will do it. Shall he not speak? I will make away your wilderness and rivers in your what? In your desert. Friends, I can sense that there's a new beginning for somebody here today. Amen. Suddenly, you will begin everything in your life afresh and it's become better for you. Amen. The old is terminated today and the new starts today. Amen. Let me hear your better amen. Amen. The old life of struggling to survive. The old life of managing to have D's in exam. The old life of managing to survive before salary day. That old life is terminated now. And a new life where things are very easy, where things are working with ease, that new life starts now. Let me hear your loudest amen. This will happen as the oil touches you and you believe in it. Number four, what is the benefit of the anointing and the anointing oil? Number four is termination of yokes and burdens. In Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, the Bible speaking there says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the... Many of you, I wish the media could get me an animal with a yoke. An animal that has something that, like a cow or something that they are pulling. A person or an animal with a yoke has no life. A yoked animal is an imprisoned animal. A yoked human being is an imprisoned human being. When you say somebody has a yoke, it means that the person is practically tied to a place he doesn't want. Somebody else determines what he can do. Determines when he wake up, determines when he sleep, determines if he will eat or not. Somebody else determines if somebody else is ruling when he should be ruled. That person is under a yoke. Or what the Bible calls a burden. And these burdens are easily liftable. The Bible says, the anointing will not only terminate, it will destroy it. It will destroy the yoke. Today, every yoke that has been disturbing you, disturbing your sleep, disturbing your marriage, disturbing your education, disturbing your home, disturbing your future, that yoke is terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. That yoke be terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. There will be strange termination of yokes here this morning. I said there will be strange termination of yokes here this morning. God is the one that can say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Matthew 11, I think verse 28 and 29 or so. Matthew 11, 28, 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. I'm ready to deliver you this morning. God is going to deliver you. I say God is going to deliver you. God is going to deliver you. Invisible yoke and the one you can see physically, you are delivered today. That yoke of molestation in the dream, eating in the dream, the yoke of people having iniquity and immorality with you in your dream. The yoke of seeing yourself in your village where people are tormenting you, people are flogging you, some people are chasing you. That's all. It's all a yoke. And that yoke must be terminated today via the oil. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Number five benefit of the anointing this morning is strength. Strength. The horn represents strength. In Psalms 92 verse 10, Psalms chapter 92 verse 10, the Bible speaking there explains to us. He said, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Horn represents strength. When you say that person has a horn, it means the person has strength. He says, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be. He said, the horn will be exalted. Why? Because I will be what? Anointed with fresh oil. What you'll be taking this morning that will be touching you is what we call fresh oil. And it will infuse the days of weakness, tiredness. You know, yesterday I was feeling a little strong, maybe out of the very hectic schedule I had in the course of the week. And I took the oil. I said, no, this is not possible. Devil, you are a liar. I placed it on my hand. And I said, devil, if no sin that your father born you, as I use this oil to touch my head, oh yeah, let me see the weakness of this body again. The power of the oil is to infuse strength in you. Mega strength. You become a horse. You become a warrior. You become a wonder. You become a surprise to yourself. Friends, you'll be operating under unusual strength from today. Days of weakness, tiredness, and all is forever gone. I say it is forever gone. It is forever gone. Days of being a prayer project in terms of weakness and tiredness is forever gone. In Psalm 69 verse 20 to 22 also explains this to us. Psalm 69 verse 20 all through to 22 explains that to us. 89. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's life will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. I have found David my servant with my holy oil. I have anointed him. Now, God found David and anointed him with holy oil. Now, what happened to David after that? With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. As a direct result of the oil on David's life, he received strength. There's a connection between oil and strength. Is it possible to work for 6 years without going on leave, without oil? 6 years, non-stop, day, night, morning, day, evening, night, every day, Monday to Sunday, without rest. And then, that can only come through divine strength. True divine strength. Some can't walk. I was reading somewhere yesterday. Somebody said every time he walks for 2 weeks, he takes 1 week break. I laugh. 2 weeks, he takes 1 week off. Say, and all I do is eat and sleep. All I do is eat and sleep. All I do is eat and sleep. You are receiving strength today. Oh. I say you are receiving strength today. You are receiving strength today. Number six, benefit of the oil is supernatural turnaround. Supernatural turnaround. For somebody here today, things will turn around for you. I can't hear your amen. Oh, hey, let me hear your amen. All supernatural turnaround of Christians and children of God is a direct product of the anointing. And I can give you a very wonderful example in a man called Cyrus. Cyrus operated in supernatural wealth. Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3. He took over the weakest wealth because he was anointed. Let's read together, everybody. 1 to 3. 1, 2, go. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand holding, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of the kings to open before him the two lift gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Now, verse 3 now. I will give thee the treasures of... Stop there. As a result of the anointing he had in verse 1, you can go to that verse 1 and flip back again. As a result of the anointing that touched him in verse 1, this man began to operate unusually. He broke gates. He took over what was taken from him before. And the Bible says in verse 3 now, I will read now, verse 3. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Only one person could get that. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. That is, all the money they are hoarding and all the things they are keeping, suddenly it will change address. It will find its way into your account. There are some blessings that can come upon a man that it moves beyond the level of ATM card. ATM card is for people that are just coming in money. ATM card is for change money. Ah, the kind of wealth we are talking about, no ATM. ATM that try to bring that, it will land. It will bring out fire. Fire will come out of it. Ah! Do you want to kill me? How do I assess this kind of money? Friends, stretch your hands here. The anointing of Cyrus that made his life to turn around, that anointing comes for you this morning in the name of Jesus. That anointing comes for you this morning in the name of Jesus. And I speak to you. He says, I will give to thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Every money that is meant for you that they are hiding. Every resources that is meant for you and your family. Every blessing that is meant for you that men are hiding. Receive it this money in the name of Jesus. Receive it this money in the name of Jesus. Say that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Take your seat. Suddenly, as you are anointed this morning, things will turn around for you in the name of Jesus. Number 7, benefit of the anointing is divine protection. The anointed is always the protected. In Psalm 105 verse 15, Psalm 105 verse 15, the Bible is speaking there. It says, saying, touch not my what? A comma. Touch not my anointed. Then he went further. Then ensure that anybody that is a prophet, a genuine pastor, don't do them any harm. If you try, you are gone. Touch not the person that was anointed this morning. Don't try it. Tell any devil anywhere, I've just been anointed. If you try it, that's the last for you. Touch not. The anointing of this morning will place upon you the mark of a touch not. You become a touch not. Witches cannot touch you. Wizard cannot touch you. Babalawo cannot touch you. Mamalawo cannot touch you. Antilawo cannot touch you. Cousinlawo cannot touch you. Sisterlawo cannot touch you. Neighborlawo cannot touch you. Rekekelebadaboshakalabayabadada. What that means is that nobody is permitted to touch you because you are anointed. The anointing is not for play. If you don't know fire, you play with fire. You say, ah, what's this? But when your hand touches it, that, as a direct result of this anointing of today, you become a fire. I say, you become a fire. You become a fire. You become a fire. Ordinary people gossiping about you, their tongue will twist. I said their tongue will twist. Oh my God. Something is happening here this morning. Something is happening here this morning. Something is happening here this morning. Let me hear your loudest hallelujah. So I begin to round up this morning. What are the keys to this anointing? That makes this anointing to work for you. Number one, keys to new identity via the anointing. Number one, believe in this anointing oil. What you don't believe in can never work for you. What is this? Maybe they have been anointing me before. Every second Sunday of the month, they always anoint us. So what's the big deal? Then it becomes a normal thing. And it has no value. Number two, key to the new anointing. To the anointing is called consecration. Someone say consecration. Proverbs 1 verse 23. Ensure that you consecrate yourself if you want the anointing to work for you. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Turn ye, that is, ensure that you live a life that is consecrated. Iniquity is a destroyer of identity. The work of iniquity is to destroy you. That's why when you see somebody who lives in iniquity, say, don't go near that lady. She's this, she's that. Don't go near that boy. Your wristwatch can be on your hand and they will steal it while it's on your hand. You know, there's some people like that. Your wristwatch is on your hand and they will remove it. They will just use their body. Within that 1 minute, the wristwatch is gone. So, if you want the anointing that will touch you today to walk, remove your hand from iniquity. Remove your hand from iniquity. Many have been anointed and the anointing has become annoyance because of iniquity. How can somebody be anointed with an anointing for a new identity and you are still living in the house of somebody you are not married to? You are anointed and you went back. Not that you went back to pack your load and say, no, forever, I can't stay in this kind of place. This is nonsense. I'm more than this. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. A peculiar person. Called to show forth the praise of him who has called me out of darkness into marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. How can I be staying here? Have you paid my bride price? I'll not be sleeping here. Nonsense. Friend, I don't even want to. Please go and pack my load out, including my toothbrush in your bathroom. That's how to damn the devil. That's how to bloody. How can I be staying in your house? Don't you know my father's how to come and do the right thing? You like free food, Abby? Only. My friend, give me my toothbrush. I'm leaving. I'm going. Any man that wants the anointing to work must desist from iniquity. You must turn your back. Say, no, I'm doing this again. This is not my life. This is not what God wants for me. This is nonsense. This will ruin me. In Yoruba's, in my place, they will say, you don't open your eyes and then evil will enter. No! What? That Talibo, what is he? Talibo. Is it Talibo? Does Talibo have English? Yoruba, Talibo. Talibo. Talibo, sick Talibo. Hey! Hallelujah! You know, the best way to deal with the devil is to walk out on the devil. You walk out! Thank God, rubbish. Why? You want to destroy my life? No! I'm walking out on you. That's how to deal with the devil. But you sit down there. Get me some gari. You go there. You won't go to the market. And you are sitting there. And there's nothing paid on your upper. Nobody came to prostrate. Hey. Number three. Don't let us go into too much of that. We have a lot of things to do this morning. Keys to new identity via the anointing. I said number one is believe in the midst of the anointing. Number two is consecration. Number three is meekness. Only the meek can receive the anointing. You can't receive the anointing with pride. The anointing must only be received, and it can only benefit you if you are meek. Be meek. Bible talking about the man called Moses. If I remember very well, I think it's Numbers chapter 12 verse 3 or so, that Moses was the meekest of all men. No wonder he was the most anointed of all men. Moses operated under an unusual. Now the man Moses was very meek above all men which were upon the face of the earth. Moses operated in unusual humility. God used him in an unusual way. Anointing is useless if God sees pride in your heart. Pride is not of the face. By the time somebody is proud and you can see it on the face, the pride has become mega. By the time somebody is proud and you can say, this person's look is a proud look. There's some people, they just look at you like this. They look at you and they carry you up and they throw you down. As if nobody gave birth to you. They just carry you up with their eyes. And they say, and you hit the ground. I say, hey, is this me? But pride is naturally not of the face, it's of the heart. When God sees that your heart, I'm above everybody. No, everybody is useless. I'm the only. And God said, no, you can't receive the anointing. Number four, the new anointing working for you is be a praiseful person. Every praiseful person is an anointed person. The more you praise God, the more the anointing will work for you. Only God praisers are anointed people. David was a God praiser in Psalm 89, verse 20. He was a man that was given to praise, and God anointed him so heavily. In Psalm 119, verse 164, the Bible says that seven times a day does David praise God. Seven times a day. He was a man addicted to praise. Psalm 119, 164. Always praising God. Because despite his tight schedule. Friends, don't let your schedule make you miss God's blessing for you. I'm busy. The reason for your breath is to praise. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath. If you want the anointing, walk about with joy. Everywhere you go, be praiseful. Then the anointing will work for you. The anointing does not work for the moody. Everyone that is moody becomes needy. If you are moody, everything. Nobody wants to help you. Nobody wants to assist you. Everybody's looking at you. You don't laugh. You don't smile. They even crack jokes at you. Leave me. No. I think I need to stop now. No. Keys to the new anointing working for you is be a prayer addict. Every prayerful person is an anointed person. The anointing works. That's why immediately you are anointed this morning, we move straight to prayer. Luke 18 verse 1, men always ought to pray and not to faint. The prayerful is the anointful. The more prayerful you are, that's why the Bible says we should pray without ceasing. The more you pray, the more the anointing. My prayer for you is that your head will never run dry of God's anointing. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. One of the most important things that will also make the anointing work for you is salvation. Until you are saved, you are not safe. The anointing touching your head is a risk to you. It's a danger, except you come back to Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.